Greetings, everyone. My name is William Porter. Welcome to this edition of Storytelling Time. This program is sponsored by Every.Black Entrepreneurs Network. Our foundation scripture today comes from 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter in the 15th verse, and it reads, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." The Storytelling Time program this week is the third story coming from chapter 3 of the book, Heaven Can't Wait, or Can It? The Fruition. The title of the chapter is Cruising, and the title of the story is The Proposition. Before we start with our story, I would like you to consider the following tips for becoming an author. Take a listen. I want to give you a list of books that details the how-tos of professional writing. Yes, they all explain how you can successfully become an author. And they all can be purchased from Amazon.com. Depending on your writing objectives, one of these volumes might be worth your while to obtain. So here is the list. Number 1, On Writing Well, The Classic Guide to Writing Nonfiction by William Zinsser. Number 2, The Creative Writing Course Book. 40 authors share advice and exercises for fiction and poetry. Number 3, How to Write, Advice and Reflections by Richard Rodas. Number 4, On Writing by George V. Higgins. And number 5, The Everything Guide to Writing Your First Novel. All the Tools You Need to Write and Sell Your First Novel by Haley Efron. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. Courtney and Gates and Maggie and Fred rose from slumber later in the morning and had coffee in their cabins. After dressing, the couples met each other at the Borders Cafe. Before too long, everyone finally came together for lunch, right there on the boardwalk part of the ship. Once everyone finished their lunch, they scattered from where they were. They looked forward to going to a jazz concert that night. It would be a good send-off from being on the cruise liner, as they all would deboard the next morning. They would be there without Wynn and Jeannie, however, who had their own plans for the evening. The Mints and the Manleys would spend the remainder of their afternoon preparing for the concert. Kate and Sandra would come along as well. So, everyone would be enjoying good music that night. That is, everyone except Wynn. He did his packing and preparation to deboard the ship early in the day. Wynn did not have to pack much because he did very little unpacking when they arrived on the ship. His focus was being in Bermuda all the while he was on the cruise liner, and he knew that soon they all would be at this island paradise. Despite being interested in that, at this time, he was much more interested in spending his evening with Jeannie. The early afternoon of the last full day of the cruise to Bermuda was like the previous ones, warm, sunny, and breezy. Without warning, there was an announcement over the loudspeaker.
Attention, everyone. There's a great possibility of inclement weather being here over the next several days. More information will be coming to you soon.
It was predicted that there was a high chance of a hurricane being in the area. That was the last thing anyone on this trip wanted to hear. Prior to that possibility, the time the group would be in Bermuda, sunny conditions were expected to prevail. Nevertheless, the forecast did indicate that if the system got more intense, it would definitely affect Bermuda and the surrounding area by the time the group would be ready to depart the island in about 4 days. But for now, the announcement was just a precautionary measure to let everyone know the possibilities. Maggie refused to let the forecast dampen the plans for her and the group. She still looked forward to having a good time. The same could be said of Wynn and Jeannie, as they would conduct their own rendezvous during the final evening of the cruise, before everyone's landing in Bermuda. Let's take a break and we'll be right back. Welcome back. As the older folks were preparing to attend a jazz concert, the time finally came when Jeannie expected to meet Wynn at her cabin. It was a few minutes after 4 o'clock when they met each other with great anticipation. When Wynn arrived there, he knocked on the door and Jeannie opened it. He said,
"Hello, Jeannie. You look so pretty. I really like the pantsuit you have on. It looks as though it was made for you."
"Oh, Wynn, you say the nicest things. I've had this outfit ever since junior high school. I was much larger than my classmates at that time, but haven't grown a lot since. But I'm fine. And don't get too used to what I'm wearing, because I plan to make a change soon."
"Well, I'm sure anything you wear will look good."
"Thank you. And you know what, Wynn?"
"What?"
"I'm glad my parents are not here now. They said they'd be out for the afternoon. The last time I saw them, they were already prepared to go to that jazz concert, Miss Maggie and her friends, which is the reason I agreed for you to come over."
"But I suppose they'll come back early?"
Don't worry about that. They're pretty liberal, so you won't have to be concerned even if they do come back. But listen, Wynn, I'm so glad we'll be together tonight, because that'll mean I won't have to see him. David, I mean. I just don't like the way he looks at me sometimes, Wynn. It seems as though he could tear into me at any moment. It's pretty scary. Oh, sorry, Wynn, for dumping my problems on you. I guess you're trying to figure out what I'm talking about."
"Oh, no. I know exactly what you're talking about. Remember when you told me earlier what he tried to do to you one time? You're in an unfortunate situation. But let's forget about him for a few hours."
"Okay. But don't just stand there. Come on in for a while and have a seat. We can go out in just a little while."
Wynn did sit down, and the first thing he did was ask Jeannie a question.
"You're not very comfortable around him at all, are you, Jeannie? Being around your stepfather, I mean."
"No, Wynn, not comfortable at all."
Jeannie responded, almost in tears. Then Wynn said to Jeannie,
"You know, Jeannie, because of the living arrangements you told me about, not being on the beach and all, you and your folks can be with us during our stay in Bermuda. We have a nice place on the beach. It's a resort that a friend of my mother knows about through another friend. Well, it's a little complicated, but you'll get to know all of them. Just ask your folks if they'll agree to that, and I'll mention it to my people too. But I'm sure my family and friends would be receptive to the idea."
"Wynn, that would be great. I'll do that. I'll mention that to my mom and David,"
Jeannie assured him. Wynn tried to turn the discussion to something more positive than Jeannie's living arrangement.
"Hey, Jeannie, since we spend a lot of time at the shop this afternoon, we can go out on the top deck. We can spend a good portion of the afternoon and into the night there."
"Okay, let me step into the other room and freshen up, and you can stay here if you want."
"Well, no. I think I'll wait outside for you, right outside in the hallway. I'll be sitting on the bench."
"Okay, cool. I'll be right out."
We're going to now take a break, and we'll be right back to finish the story and to close the show. Welcome back. When Jeannie finished freshening herself up, she came outside her cabin where Wynn said he would be, wearing shorts and a loose top. They then took off, walking to the top deck. As they journeyed there, they did a lot of sightseeing, observing the various venues the ship had to offer. They passed the casino when Jeannie made a comment.
Oh, Wynn, this is another thing David does. He loves to play the slot machines. I know my mom never did that before she met him. He's definitely changed her. Well, I've never been into gambling.
After passing the casino, they came to what appeared to be two expensive-looking restaurants that were decorated with white tablecloths and lit candles with soft music playing. After a long, slow walk, Wynn and Jeannie finally arrived at the top deck. They picked up some towels and found two adjustable beach chairs that were vacant. They just sat there and relaxed. There were few other travelers around them in the area, so they enjoyed a degree of privacy there. Like the previous day, they just laid there, enjoying the scene that was before them. In clear view was the ocean all around them. They also witnessed other cruisers in their swim attire, either lying on beach chairs or casually walking past them. The sound of music played by a band on a small stage near the pool added to the atmosphere. They were now in a period of relaxation. That's when the discussions would start on a number of topics. Jeannie began by saying,
I can't believe how large your room is, Wynn. I'm not surprised that your mother wanted to move out of this cabin. I know it's big and everything, but it would have been so cramped with you and your mom sleeping together in the same quarters.
Yeah, it would have been very cramped with her in the room. But being there alone is very nice.
You're right about that, Wynn. I'd like to be alone sometime, away from that stepfather of mine.
As they continued to sit there, she continued to say to him,
Now, Wynn, I don't pretend to know all the answers confronting life's many issues, but there is this one thing that has been bugging me lately, and it has to do with what I just said, that stepfather of mine, David. Believe me, I've had my share of issues since he's moved into our lives. I mean, me and my mom's life. I was brought up in church, and I believe that has formed a foundation for my life up to this point.
Okay, that's interesting.
Wynn interjected before Jeannie had a chance to complete her point. He continued,
My mother attends church a lot too, and I think she's developed some of those same thoughts that you just mentioned about church. And I have to admit to you, Jeannie, I'm still learning about all of that.
Okay.
Wynn continued to say,
You know, Jeannie, my mom said that her friend, the one that she's moved in with on the cruise, met a person in Bermuda that had a great effect on her life. I believe her name is Erin. Well, I can't wait to find out who this person is. And maybe she can help the both of us with the challenges we have too, including the challenge you have with your stepfather. But listen, maybe your family can get together with our group when we get to Bermuda.
That's interesting, Wynn. I'd like for my family to get with your group. Like I told you before, I'll mention to them and see what they say. But I believe they'll go for it. Oh, Wynn, I can't wait to get to Bermuda. I'm really excited about it.
After staying there for a while, Wynn said to Jeannie,
You know, Jeannie, I'm a little hungry now. I don't know about you, but I haven't eaten since we ate at the soda shop earlier.
Yeah, Wynn. I went with Mom and David to lunch, which is the reason I didn't eat as much at the soda shop. So I'm ready to eat again. So, yeah, let's go.
So they gathered their belongings and proceeded to a sandwich shop, similar to the soda shop they had gone to earlier. They soon arrived there, placed an order, and then chatted about various things as they had done before. After that, Wynn walked with Jeannie back to her cabin where she would continue to pack her things for disembarking the ship in the morning with her folks. Wynn came back to his room and finished his packing. The next morning, Wynn met with other members of his group. Everyone followed protocol in the disembarkation process. Soon, they were off the ship and in a ground transportation area waiting for their luggage. In the case of Maggie's group, Erin would be there to pick everyone up. She had made arrangements to transport group members and their belongings to her resort in Bermuda. So the time had finally come when everyone would meet Sandra's friend, Aaron. Yes, Wins offered Jeannie a proposition that her folks could stay with Maggie's group at the resort. He convinced her that she would have more spacious living quarters. That alone excited Jeannie, who thought that she had been too close to her parents in a downtown Bermuda hotel. Just as important, in her estimation, was that she would be able to see her mother's friend, David, less, and her new friend, her newfound friend, Wynn, more, over the next few days on this vacation. Well, that's all for today. In closing, I'd like to say and would like you to remember, whatever you may be going through, whether good or bad, just keep in mind that there's always more good things coming your way. We'll see you the next time.